coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It's Friday. Eric the Tech, it's Friday. What do you think of that? Friday. Casual Friday. Does it matter? Doesn't matter, does it? Doesn't matter to us. It doesn't matter to you folks whether it's right or not. We work 24/7, as you know, so it's like we work all the time. A couple of housekeeping items up front real quick, all right? Please keep Russ Dizdar and his wife in your prayers, as well as Steve Quayle in your prayers. You know, if I wasn't so conspiracy, or if I was a conspiracy theorist or conspiracy minded, I would say, man, are we being attacked? Are we being attacked? Or are we just sickly?
Yes. Attacked.
Attacked indeed. In many forms. All right. Eric the Tech, of course, cameo appearance, building his own, cult following there.
Not just the bioweapon jab.
No.
But a spiritual side, too.
You know, and that's one thing that I'm glad to see a lot of people are really starting to understand is the spiritual component. You know, we fight in the... Now, hold the phone a second, okay? Because I got dressed down for saying, fighting in the spirit, the fights in the spiritual and stuff. Oh, the fights in the real, natural here, because we are in or on the planet, on the earth, but we're not of the earth. You know what I'm talking about. So, but please don't dismiss the spiritual component of the fight in which we find ourselves. HagmanReport.com. That's where to find us. HagmanReport.com. Two ends on Hagman. And of course, follow us on Rumble. Not YouTube. No. Nowhere else but Rumble and Brighteon. The two video platforms, audio, of course, the range of audio, from Global Star. We appreciate them. And, hey, you know, Spreaker, iHeart, and I don't know. You could probably name them all. I can't. So appreciate that and appreciate those people who are streaming this as well on, various, I don't want to say affiliates, but, we know who you are. So we love you.
And if you can't find us on a certain podcast site.
Yes.
We're probably banned.
So. Oh, yeah. Oh.
So use a different one.
Yeah. Yeah. If we're not there, it's not because it's because we've been banned. There are three issues I'm going to be talking about this hour. Please, folks, three interrelated issues. Number one, the confiscation and redistribution of wealth. And that takes on a couple of different forms. There's a couple of subsets of that. The second thing is the Agenda 2030 or the Green Agenda or the Globalist Agenda, whatever you want to call it. All right, that's number two. And number three, the method by which much of this is being accomplished, and that is through the release of the bioweapon known as the SARS-CoV-2 or the Communist Chinese Party virus. Which in that Communist Chinese Party virus, I began and I continue to use that. However, it's limiting because there was a globalist, effort in this creation from Fauci to, Xi Zhengli, the Bat Lady, to, Daszak, to, Francis Collins, to, I mean, you name the people. And if you didn't get a chance, please listen to two things. That would be the program from yesterday, Dr. Ruby from yesterday. I'm still getting emails saying what a great show that was, what a great episode that was. And I appreciate her efforts. We're going to have her back on. Smart woman and very, very well researched. Please, grab a hold of that and share with your friends and share this program with your friends as well, this episode with your friends as well. Let me get right into it here. I do want to talk to you about the, again, Number one would be the confiscation redistribution of wealth, which is ongoing, and it's going to affect all of us. The second thing, the green agenda, the Agenda 21, and the globalist agenda, which are pretty much intertwined. And, of course, the means by which some of this is being accomplished, most of it is being accomplished, is the release of the bioweapon. So I'm going to get right into it. Falling under the globalist agenda. Let me hit this first. I want to hit this first, right away. You know, we've been talking about the ports and container ships and what in the world is this all about, right? Well, is this because of the coronavirus or SARS-CoV-2, the Communist Chinese Party virus? Is that the shutdown of the ports? What's this all about? Okay, and this is so interesting because this is a question I asked my stepson, who operates a logistics company that has to deal with the shipment and movement of freight all across the United States and, in fact, worldwide.
And Wednesday we were talking about that.
Well, and I thank you. Yeah, tune into Wednesday. Wednesday's program was really good as well. When I was speaking with my stepson about this, again, he's a CEO of a very large international logistics company, and or the owner, I shouldn't say owner, CEO, whatever, general partner, I suppose, would be the correct legal term. He was saying, look, there's some issues out west. And I said, what do you mean out west? I mean, I get the ports and stuff. He said, no. We can't send certain trucks out there. And it was at that moment in time, a light bulb went on. And it was really at that moment, I think this was yesterday. Was this yesterday or today? No. Hang on. It's okay. The dead air on the radio, it's great. I'll tell you what, this has been a long day. It started about 3:30 this morning and still continuing. I believe this might have been, from, what's that Conservative Treehouse article from? What date is that? Can you pull that up on screen? Let's put this up because it was the
14th.
Same time. The 14th. All right. So it had to be the day before yesterday. It was the 14th, and it was roughly the same time that this article came out. So I'm going to direct you to this article at Conservative Treehouse. The title of the article is "The California Version of the New Green New Deal," and October 16, 2020 EPA settlement with transportation is what's creating the container shipping backlog. Working California ports 24/7 will not help, and here's why. And now Sundance did a great job on this. He's the author of this. And it was almost like at the same time and the same day I was getting information. This was published and it all kind of makes sense. It all kind of, puts it together. Now one of the things, and we could blame this on the transportation secretary, I suppose, Pete Buttigieg, if that's how you pronounce his name, and his husband, that hurts to say, doesn't it? Of course, he's had 8 weeks of paternity leave. What the heck is that? But anyway, I guess I'm just not woke. Paternity leave, not maternity. Or maybe it was maternity leave. I don't know who the wife is or who the mom is or who the dad. I don't know. And I mean that. Seriously, I don't know. So he's been off since mid-August with his husband or wife or... I don't know who the guy is here or but there's a picture on your screen. Okay. So now this is the guy that's supposed to be, the Secretary of Transportation. The one on the right, by the way. Although, does it matter? So he's MIA. And yet we have this, which is number the fourth one, which is this, if you look on your screen, while he's out there suckling, or the child, the children are suckling on his boobs or her boobs or its, the other, I don't know who, look, I don't know who's doing it. Okay. But he, now we have this. Okay. That's pretty interesting. A backlog of container ships. And see, I was going to lead off by blaming the regime. And in part, I will. But this is part of a bigger issue. This is part of the Agenda 2030 issue. This is a part of the Green New Deal. This is a part. And leave it out there for a moment as I talk. Because I want
to assume as they unload these.
Yes.
More will come in.
Well, that's the problem. Now, take a look at that. And that's a very good assumption. Okay. There's, you know, the episode of Seinfeld, Newman, when he talked about mail and stuff, it just keeps coming and coming and coming. Oh my gosh. Yeah. You know, and how he would just go crazy. You'd have to be a boomer Seinfeld person to understand that. But, that's pretty much what we're talking about. Okay. But so why is this? Well, again, my stepson, information from him and Josh, thank you. And as well as Sundance, but Sundance puts it really well in that article. If you want to put that article back up. And he writes the same thing. You know, he received a lot of requests as to what's the cause of this backlog? What's the problem? And by the way, some of these container ships that are anchored, especially nearer to the ports, at least one may have caused that oil spill by dragging the pipe. All right. The anchor dragging the pipe. Now, on Eric's yacht, his barge, what are you laughing at? You know, he has that problem too when he drops anchor.
16 foot aluminum
kayak.
Fishing boat.
He said, "We got, come with me."
That's worth about $2,000.
Well, yeah, and I like
that. I did put new tires on the trailer, so.
Well, there
might
it
be
is.
$2,100 now.
He said, "Yeah, come on with me. I'm going to go fishing one of these days." And I said, "Yeah, okay. And that thing? No. That's all right. That's okay. You have fun." Anyway, so Sundance from Conservatory has addressed this issue. And if you don't mind, put that article back up there. Thank you so much, Eric the Tech. So he says this, the issues that are being, the epicenter, okay, of the problem is not what is being outlined by the media, by the financial media, by the corporate media, and by politicians who have a specific interest in distracting from the issues at hand. And he writes in bold, this has nothing to do with COVID-19. Now, I would somewhat disagree with that statement only because that is a method and that's just one of the methods, okay? But it's a smaller method in this situation.
I would say that COVID has its hands in everything.
Well, that's true. You know what? It does.
At least a little bit.
Thank you, Eric the Tech. It does. It does. Because as you're going to see momentarily about how SARS-CoV-2 is the biological weapon and the vaccine, which is a non-vaccine, the gene modification jab juice serum, will have a role in all of this. You're exactly right. So, but one of the things that wasn't being discussed is something that happened in October of 2020. Which was the EPA reached a settlement agreement with the California Air Resource Board. Now, you might say, what's the California Air Resource Board, CARB? Well, I have an answer for you. And it's attached in the second panel, the second load of data. The history of the California Air Resources Board, it was back in August of 1967, when California's elected leaders came together to unify statewide efforts to address severe air pollution. Okay, good things. Now, that was a separate link I provided to you to the CARB. But nonetheless, what does that have to do with anything? Well, as with everything, the left and I say the left because this is pretty much a left agenda. They exploited the rules and they weaponized the EPA and the CARB against businesses, small businesses, small trucking companies in California. So this is a brilliant analysis by Sundance, and a spot-on analysis. In October of 2020, again, the EPA reached a settlement with the California Air Resource Board to shut down semi-tractor trailer rigs or tractor rigs that were non-compliant with the new California emission standards. So let me sum this up for you, all right? What this 2020 determination and award did in this settlement, what the settlement created was an inability of roughly half the nation's truckers. It prohibits them from actually driving in the state of California and thus picking up anything from the Port of Los Angeles or the Port of Long Beach. So if you are a private owner, and again, my stepson, this is what key when I was speaking with him, he said, you know, we tap a lot of privately owned rigs to go in and bring freight across the United States. He said, one of the problems is the California will not allow certain types of tractor trailer rigs into the state because of the emission standards.
Well, then let's open a new friggin' port.
Well, and okay, that's the brilliance of this article. And folks, you've got it really, I'm telling you. I'll put a link in the program description box. That's the brilliance of this. You see, companies, big companies, and that's also the evil part of this too. Big companies like Amazon, Walmart, and all, you know, Home Depot and some other companies. They saw the writing on the wall as these laws, these edicts, these, pollution standards got crazier and crazier and crazier. And again, under Newsom, especially under Newsom, the entire EPA or the CARB in California has been weaponized. Now, I would put a lot of this on the state of California and on the left, their leadership or lack thereof in California. And then I would put the rest on the federal government and how they apply the standards in California as opposed to the standards, we'll say, in Texas. All right. Because Texas is going to come into this real quick here shortly. But, and again, you know, you've got an MIA Department of Secretary of Transportation out with her, with his husband and, kidlets. But I digress. So the genius part of this on the part of the big business at the expense of the small businesses of trucking operations, having seen the writing on the wall, these big box stores, I said, hey, wait a minute. If we are not going to be able to have our trucks go in, because only trucks that really are newer than 3 years because of the standards, the emission standards, if we can't have our trucks go in to pick up containers at the ports of Los Angeles and the Port of Long Beach, we're going to have to find a new port. And that's exactly what they did. And that takes a long time to do that, to reroute shipments and stuff. When I say reroute, create a new route as opposed to the existing route. Ports, for example, like Houston and such. So the big box stores and their trucks and the national trucking chains that could afford it are able to take the rerouted freight, certain freight that we'll say goes to the ports in Texas, for example, or other ports. The freight is able to be moved from those ports to the stores, which is why you can see no shortages in certain big box stores. Now, again, this is not, you're going to see shortages, geographic shortages right now, but this is only going to get worse despite the fact that you've got the health of the big box stores, most of the big box stores, okay. But.
So a Texas port is the solution?
Well, that's one, and there are other ports. But then you got the East Coast. What's going on over there? Well, essentially the same thing, just different flavors and different dyes to the whole thing.
I think Oregon or Washington would jump on this.
Well, you got morons for leaders up there too. You got the globalists who want to shut down small businesses and
yeah, but I assume the truckers can get in there.
Well, right now, but you have to have the facilities in order to move the containers. And so Amazon is the big winner here. And that's the thing. Amazon's the big winner because now the standard crate, and I didn't know this until I was speaking with Josh. So, it's 40 foot and, the smaller ones are 20 foot. Amazon had China manufacture 53 foot long containers. They're brand new. Because we also have a container, quote, shortage. Why do we have a container shortage? Because you have the ships coming in, the cranes offloading these containers, and a limited number of trucks able to go into the port because of the emission standards, and take them wherever they need to go. Now, some are taking them to the state line, just across the state line. That's been happening for a while, but you still run into bottlenecks and choke points and stuff like that. It just doesn't make any sense. But you're right, though, Eric the Tech. I mean, there are other issues. So, you're not going to get ahead. And the article explains, I'm not going to beat it to death, but the article explains why you could run the port 24/7, 365, and you're not going to catch up based on the bottleneck created by the emission standards and by the EPA and by the CARB and other political, it's death by administrative edict, essentially. That's what it is.
So we should just sink all those ships?
Yeah, and we can get shipwrecks. And a lot of, and the other part about this is, again, Amazon is the big winner here because they can afford, okay, hey, China, make us a 53-foot container. Make us 1,000 of them. And because our trucks, which we have now a fleet of, can accommodate these containers on the back of the so it all favors big business. And again, this is not true necessarily where you might live. You might say, well, my big box store is out of, you know, whatever it might be. But I'll tell you what, Amazon is still flourishing. There's a few items on Amazon that I've researched that might not be available. But a lot of that, now that's different. There's some things on Amazon that are directly related to, from my investigation, directly related to COVID policies or vax policies and from the supplier. And lack of raw material because of the container ships. See what I mean? All right. So that was one thing I wanted to point out right away. But the SARS-CoV-2 and the draconian Orwellian vax issues, that plays a part, a small part, but it does play a part in that. So while Sundance says, you know, it has nothing to do with that, I think a little bit does. But you can see how this is shaping up. So I hope that makes sense to you. I mean, Eric the Tech, I mean, you tell me. Okay. You just say that because I signed the check, right? All right. So that's under the globalist green agenda 2030 and such. So I want to address that.
No, it does make sense. And it's much more simple than.
Well, yeah.
We were trying to brain together a couple of days ago.
Now, I will say there are other factors involved. It's not just that, but it's mainly that. Okay. All right. Yeah. Now, in case you missed it, this is clip 3. Or should we do clip four first? Clip three, I suppose, would be good. In case you missed it, Sanjay Gupta was on with Joe Rogan. Did you see this? No, I'm going to topic three as opposed and skipping two for the moment. And one. Sanjay Gupta was on, CNN's medical advisor was on with Joe Rogan. I don't know if you saw it or not. And he said, he admitted to Joe Rogan, look, ivermectin is indeed not a horse paste, right? Because Joe Rogan held his feet to the fire. It's getting a lot of media play. You can just search on your favorite search engine and find that video, clips from that Joe Rogan interview. It was really a good interview. I thought it was a great interview, actually. Because Joe Rogan, when he came down with COVID, was prescribed human, you know, by a doctor, prescribed ivermectin, among other things. He also got the monoclonal antibodies. I'm not 100% certain, but so here's Don Lemon. When Gupta got back to CNN, there had to be some damage control done. Here's just a brief clip of Don Lemon talking with the CNN medical advisor after the interview, after Rogan's interview. And I'll tell you where this is going to come into play momentarily. Go ahead and play this.
Because it works for one thing.
So very important. I know it's in large part a tongue-in-cheek interview, you know, because it's Joe Rogan and there's you're jockeying back and forth. But he did say something about ivermectin that I think wasn't actually correct about CNN and lying, okay? Ivermectin is a drug that is commonly used as a horse dewormer. So it is not a lie to say that the drug is used as a horse dewormer. I think that's important, and it is not approved for COVID. Correct?
That's right. That's correct. It is not approved for COVID, and you're right. I mean, the FDA even put out a statement saying, you know, basically reminding people, it was a strange sort of message from the FDA, but that said, you're not a horse, you're not a cow, stop taking this stuff, is essentially what they said, referring to ivermectin. Now, I think what Joe's point
that
is...
It has been approved for humans, but not necessarily for COVID, right? Yeah.
That's correct. It's been used for a parasitic disease, for something, it's called river blindness, and it's been very effective for that. But, you know, just because it works for one thing doesn't mean it works for something else. Right. And, you know, there's still a few ongoing clinical trials around ivermectin. But for the most part, if you look at the data, there's no evidence that it really works here. When Joe got sick, he took ivermectin. He also took monoclonal antibodies, mm-hmm. which is, you know, an infusion of these antibodies. So he took both those things. It's very likely it was the monoclonal antibodies that made him feel better so quickly.
Sanjay, always a pleasure. I hope this was an easier experience than Joe Rogan. You held your own, though. It's very good.
3 hours. I mean, I don't think I've ever spoken to another human for 3 hours before just like that. It was really something.
Well, Sanjay, you probably should, because he made a lot of sense. If you didn't catch that interview, it was a good interview. But there's one excerpt. So what Sanjay was saying, without any evidence whatsoever, it probably wasn't the ivermectin. It was the other stuff, right? And it was used off-label because there's no proof that it works, and, you know, it's just keep that in mind. So as far as the off-label part, we have plenty of drugs that are being used off-label. And as far as it being a horse dewormer, that's like saying, well, warfarin, you know, the blood thinner warfarin, I don't know whether anyone's heard about that. It's like Coumadin or whatever. You're taking a rat poison. Well, guess what? Warfarin, the rat poison, that was an anticoagulant used to kill rodents. Or it was a rodenticide. So it would be the intellectual dishonesty. It would be like saying, oh, you take warfarin? So you're taking rat poison. That's the equivalent between ivermectin and horse paste. Same, really, it's analogous. But let's take a look at what Dr. Pierre Corey, when he briefed members of Congress here recently, let's take a listen and take a look at what Dr. Pierre Corey has to say about the ivermectin use and peer-reviewed studies. Go ahead. Let's have an ad here. Sorry about that. And the links, by the way, to all of these will be in the program description box at HagmanReport.com for this episode. And just check that out. Just tell me when you're ready. Ready? All right.
Pulmonary and critical care specialist who treated COVID patients during the initial surge. The presentation featured slides on the highly politicized drug called ivermectin. Dr. Corey briefed members of Congress on studies that have been done in other parts of the world, where, according to Corey, the usage of ivermectin in early treatment of COVID-19 has been significant.
And then now we have some health ministries around the world who've adopted that in actual public health programs, where the health ministries, with positive tests, they gave people ivermectin. So Mexico City was one of them. And that's over 100,000 patients, 50,000 of them got the kits, and they showed these dramatic reductions. Another state in Misiones, Argentina, also showed an 88% reduction in deaths if you treated them early. And what was it, a 75% reduction in hospitalization, just like Mexico.
Go ahead and let that one, second one, play. This is a little bit longer. Whoops, can we? No, never mind. All right, that's fine. You get the idea. There's a longer clip available, but you get the idea with that one. So again, what's this all about? You can obviously tell that this was never about actually finding a cure or a preventative use for the what's known as the vaccine. This was never about that. And it was never about health. This is all about control. So how about Rand Paul discussing control? Go ahead.
So we're supposed to just believe in the science of a vaccine, but not the science of
things
that we've been taking forever.
And that goes to what Dr. Jane Ruby said yesterday. Just wait. Just wait, because, and that's what I tell people, you know, who ask me, and really no one asks me anymore because they know me, and I have a BITCH resting face anyway. All right. So people don't come up and talk to me. But I tell people that I'm just waiting for the human trials to complete. They don't like that too much because, again, it's easier to fool people than it is to convince people that they've been fooled. So
the science deniers are always the ones that call you a science denier.
That's right. And you know, isn't that funny? The very people who are pushing the genetically modifying serum jab juice are the same ones that deny the science of two sexes.
Yep.
Unbelievable. I like talking to you. I like it. You know, it's pretty good. So, this is not about health. Let's see what Rand Paul's got to say about the mandating, forcing people to take something that they don't want to take. Now, this is a guy who allegedly, I believe he took the vax. I'm not sure, but he had the coronavirus, allegedly, ostensibly. You know, again, I say this because I don't know anymore a lot of who to believe, okay, or what to believe. Unless I'm sitting face-to-face and somebody says this is what happened to me, then I say, okay, according to, you know, the person sitting there, they said this to me. I mean, they said it directly to me. So anymore, I just have a problem with what I hear and what I, you know, what's being tossed around. So here's Rand Paul.
It's time for us to resist. They can't arrest all of us. They can't keep all of your kids home from school. They can't keep every government building closed, although I've got a long list of ones they might keep closed or might ought to keep closed. We don't have to accept the mandates, lockdowns, and harmful policies of the petty tyrants and bureaucrats. We can simply say no. not again. Nancy Pelosi, you will not arrest or stop me or anyone on my staff from doing our jobs. We have either had COVID, had the vaccine, or been offered the vaccine. We will make our own health choices. We will not show you a passport. We will not wear a mask. We will not be forced into random screenings and testings so you can continue your drunk with power reign over the Capitol. President Biden, we will not accept your agency's mandates or your reported moves towards a lockdown. No one should follow the CDC's anti-science mask mandates.
So there was Rand Paul talking about you're not going to force this upon us. Well, it's already being forced upon us through back doors and side doors and hallway entrances and fire escapes, right? Through a regulation. And again, this is part we could, as you said, COVID and the attendant consequences, including the genetically modified modifying serum known as the vaccine or improperly called the vaccine, has got its tentacles and everything. It's all part of this. The confiscation and redistribution of wealth, the green agenda, Agenda 2030, the globalist agenda, whatever you want to, the great reset, build back better. I don't care what you call it. It's all the same animal, just different kind of names and, but it's all the same thing. So upon hearing that, I received a delightful email. Well, not a delightful email, an email from a delightful person named Karen in Rome. Rome, Italy, not New York. Been there. Spent a night there. I felt like a week. My apologies to anyone listening in Rome, New York, but hey. Oof, okay. I mean, you know I'm going to get emails from Rome, right? New York. All right, but Rome, Italy. And I got this morning, my time, our time. And she wrote this. She said, you know, I've been continuously following your daily and following you daily and listening to every show and watching the show. And she's a longtime listener. So I'm reaching out to you this morning because the situation in this beautiful and compassionate country, Italy, of course, again, to remind people, where I've made my home over these last almost 30 years is about to change forever. Now, I want you to think about Australia too, because what you see happening in Australia is happening all across the, all across Europe, generally speaking. But I also want you to understand it's coming and it's in large part, it's already here in America. It's just, a latent kind of part of the agenda. It's just not showing its, rearing its ugly head yet. And it won't if we do what Rand Paul said collectively. But let me get back to this email. I have the sickening feeling in my gut it's about to split in half, meaning her country. Or the workers will refuse to go to work, and even more severe for the function of the economy. The truck drivers will not be transporting any merchandise because of the ridiculous decree the fascist communist government led by former Jesuit banker, Bilderberg member, individual that we tragically have for Prime Minister, Mario Draghi, has put upon the country. Starting today, all workers have to show a COVID passport that you've been fully vaxxed or paid for an expensive PCR test. Now I'm paraphrasing here because of some of the text, of course, again, Rome, Italy, okay? Any worker without the passport or the test results, which again are costly, will not be able to enter the workplace and therefore will not be paid. Remember, confiscation and redistribution of wealth. Okay. Keep that in the back of your mind. If you enter anyway, you risk a fine of 1500 euros. That's almost as bad as Australia. And then she writes, 10 days ago, Her Highness, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, God, I love this woman, herself paid a visit to see Mario Draghi. Did you happen to see that? I didn't think so. She said, I was unaware of this until I saw photos of her visiting the National Palace. She's also She's seen strolling next to Draghi. As the two walk down the red carpet inside the palace, she seems to be a royal queen, and it's disgusting. Remember, she's the one that came out and said, you know, if I ruled the world, it'd be easy. Did you happen to catch that? You know, if I ruled the world, little comments. Anyway, Eric, it's no big deal. Imagine that. So, writes Karen, is it possible that she told Draghi what to do and they planned together what happened last Saturday in Rome, just like what took place at the U.S. Capitol last November? I wouldn't be surprised if they planned to trap the whole responsible of the enraged Italian citizens who entered by force the CGIL headquarters, Fratelli d'Italia leader Giorgia Meloni seems to think so, or she tried to question the ministry or minister of security why no security measures were put in place after the party leader had publicly announced that they were going to do so. In other words, there's uprisings taking place. There's resistance taking place in Italy. There was a huge rally in one of the biggest public squares in Rome, the one that went all over the world in the news, and many people have seen that. The resistance is building to this, and people are seeing through this. So an hour before the demonstrations entered the headquarters of the government institution known as CGIL, the leader of the group told all 10,000 people in the square that today they were going to take over the CGIL headquarters. Now, keep in mind, this is akin to the U.S. Capitol, the Capitol building in Washington. They riled up the crowd, and there was a lot of cheering, and a cordial formed, and I was there as well, but held back from marching into the Capitol proper. And God bless you, Karen, for standing up and speaking out. The other day, the men and women political leaders on the left were accusing the right of being on the side of violators, and we are called no-vaxxers and are thought of being terrorists. Jeez. Is there the same script over there as there is here? Play it, Eric the Tech, from Wednesday, the Sinclair Group. Remember, this is all scripted for your brainwash. The biggest part of the brain, or the biggest part of the body that was washed over the past couple of decades has been the brain. Go ahead and play this. This, of course, we showed this on Wednesday. Can't show this enough. This is your news by the media.
Tonio's Jessica Headley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities.
The El Paso, Las Cruces communities.
Eastern Iowa communities.
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But we are concerned about troubled journalism plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false news
has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think, and this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 Okay. So there's the mainstream media. Now you go on the internet. Let's take this one step further, because the scripts are the same. And this applies to all three topics I was talking about, all three general areas of concern I was talking about. So then you go to the internet and you're met with, Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and Reddit and, TED Talks and other things, right? So take a look at this graphic here I found online, and hopefully the bad part won't show. Okay, good. All right, so consider what is happening with all of these platforms that really are taking advantage of the Section 230 of the Communication Decency Act, which President Trump should have handled during his tenure. But Twitter, for example, they consider minor attracted persons as a protected group, uses hate speech rules to ban people who criticize the people who are attracted to minors, you know, people like hair sniffers, Biden and such, right? Or Hunter, who engages in sexual acts with minors on camera, on the hard drive, which FBI, I've got a copy if you need it. Then you got YouTube suspending and banning channels that discuss pedophile issues. Now, I'm kind of taking a little bit of a turn here, but you can insert whatever perversion you want for pedophiles. Reddit knowingly hiring a pedophile preemptively added censorship filters to prevent its users from pointing it out. Everything is scripted. TED Talks hosts multiple talks about the normalization of pedophiles. Again, insert perversity or freedom taking event here. It doesn't matter. Harvard provided Jeffrey Epstein with his own private office. You don't think that there's any bleed between Harvard and YouTube and Twitter, for example, and Facebook? And the Department of Justice arresting parents who complained about pedophilia, which I'm going to get to that in momentarily here, is something in living color, which you've got to see. And of course, the U.S. Army, the military, U.S. military, purging anyone from the ranks who has a Gadsden flag in their social media profile, claims white rage is the biggest threat to the United States. Oh man, but you can see this brainwashing technique. I think you can see, anyone can see it. All right. Before moving on, I just want to thank my fine friends at Lightstream. What a great company and what a great help to people right now, especially today. Folks, listen to me, especially today. If you are in debt with credit card debt, if you're saddled with credit card debt, and look, it's just a fact of life. You don't have to be, if you're saddled with credit card debt and you look at the balances, and if the balances are keeping you up at night because the interest rates are in double digits, for example, take a look at your statements. I bet you they are, right? Be smart and pay off your credit card balances with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. It worked for us. It's working for us. It's working for a number of people I know with great success. People are saving hundreds of dollars and repurposing their savings to buy what they need today. That's why this is important to do it today. Be smart and pay off your credit card balances with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Rate started 4.98% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, no fees at all. And Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Here's how to take advantage of this great offer from our fine friends at Lightstream. Just for our listeners and viewers, apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is go to lightstream.com/Hagman, two N's on Hagman, and I'll spell it out for you. It's LIGHTSTREAM, lightstream.com/Hagman. Again, two N's on Hagman. Subject to credit approval, rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Hagman for more information. You will be glad you did. And again, thank you to the fine folks at Lightstream. All right. So you can see, as I showed you, that our media, including the media, social media, and other platforms on the internet, they're all managed by the same people. When I showed you the fallout from the Joe Rogan interview, And this is about the coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2, and the genetically modifying jab juice. I also found this. I went to Project Veritas exposed a number of things, obviously related to Pfizer and other companies and other people that want to hide. I found this very interesting. This is, in case you missed it, this is the Pfizer employee fitness plan in action. Okay, this is the this I believe in my personal opinion, I believe this is how they keep their employees physically fit. Now, watch this video. Compliments of Project Veritas. Oh, I got, hang on a second here. We're a little bit backed up here on the board, so not a problem. Let me know when you're ready. Actually, I got this mixed up with, I apologize. That would be clip number one, and I mislabeled it. But
hey, Vanessa?
There it is.
Vanessa Gelman, I'm a reporter with Project Veritas.
Vanessa Gelman, who works in Washington, D.C., is Senior Director of Worldwide Research. From Vanessa Gelman.
From the perspective of corporate affairs, we want to avoid having the information on the fetal cell line floating out there. We believe that the risk of communicating this right now outweighs any potential benefit that we could see, particularly with general members of the public who may take this information and use it in ways we may not want it out there.
Yes, why did you send emails telling Pfizer employees not to report that you guys were using fetal cell lining, miss? What else are you hiding from the public? Miss, what else are you hiding from the public? The public needs to know. Well, there you have it. We wanted to ask her a few questions. She broke out into a sprint. We really think that the public needs to know what about the fetal cell lining emails. And we tried to get a comment. She ran. Sometimes they don't want to answer.
And there's Pfizer's
fraud that they're committing or the corruption that's going on.
Physical
fitness
best.
Plan. And the really only question
compliments
now is
who's next. Of Project Veritas. And I make fun of that, but I don't mean to necessarily downplay the fact that using murdered children, unborn children's fetal cells or cells in the production of this is just crazy. And you might say, well, you're being disingenuous, you know, to think about Tylenol, other drugs that do the same thing. Yeah, okay, well, maybe I am, but no one's forcing me to take Tylenol. No one's forcing me to take whatever other drug might include that. So, just saying. Now, again, intertwined with all of this, that, by the way, was a great expose at Project Veritas, and that kind of fit with my earlier hit about Rand Paul and others. But let me take you on one more insane thing that's taking place, and then I'll tie it up with something here on the globalist agenda. This happened to me, actually, not exactly like this, but this happened to me, and I would not believe, I couldn't believe it until I actually experienced it. This happened at a drive-through window. Think about this. You pull up to a window, or you place an order at a drive-through, then you pull up the window and hand your money or a card or whatever to the person taking your order. They take the money or they take the card and hand it back to you or the change, and you're waiting on the food or drink or whatever it might be. Well, a lot of these companies take these restrictions, mandates, mask mandates to an entirely new, insane level. Remember, these are the same people who are saying, follow the science. Watch this.
Hi.
You have a minute?
No, I don't.
I can give you one.
You can give me one?
I can give you one. Why do I need you to wear a mask.
So you can hand me a mask?
I can hand you one, yeah.
But you can't hand me the drink without a mask?
You've got to wear a mask.
How does that make any sense?
That's what I just need you to wear a mask. Do you mind?
Well, if you can hand me a mask, why can't you just hand me the drink?
I can hand you the mask.
You can't make this stuff up, can you? I mean, Eric the Tech, I on my way back from Ohio recently, I pulled through a drive-thru, and the same thing happened to me, except it was a little different, and I just, you know, I drove off. Of course, I had to say a few things to the masked Nazi, But can you, does that even, I mean, how?
There's no common sense left.
No, no, there's not. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. But you know, this goes back to what Karen in Rome is saying too, you know, about the devil running through the demonic running through everything. And you're right about common sense, but it's being replaced with a demonic, a satanic kind of cult like, I don't even know how to describe it. But have you noticed that all the perversions today are being pushed? I mentioned about the
United States of Sheep.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So we've got to resist, because if we don't resist now and stand up for what we believe in, I wanted to play a clip. There's just a fantastic, like a, I don't know, 45-second clip of a construction worker. You can imagine what he says, right? When the company safety director came out and said everyone had to get vaxxed or they're going to, you know, basically be let go. And they all picked up their tools and started walking toward the gate. And the safety guy runs after and says, "No, no, 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 wait, 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 wait. I changed my mind." I mean, or you don't have to do that. I shouldn't say change my mind. We're not going to require you to do that or something to that effect. But he said, look, if we all stand up and say no together, there's more of us than there are of them. Despite what the numbers or what you hear about the numbers again from the scripted media. So we can do this. We can do this. Now, one last thing, again, think about how the fines, for example, you hear about the fines in Australia. You hear about the fines in Italy, as I told you, fines in the UK. Fines in the United States, what's that all about? It's about the confiscation of one's wealth and the redistribution of wealth, which, again, is, I guess I could say it's part of the great reset green agenda, Agenda 2030, or the globalist agenda. But one last thing here, and this is very troubling. We know that the globalists have taken over our schools, our education systems. And one thing I wanted to bring to your attention, and I most people have heard about this, I think, and if you haven't heard about this, in Loudoun County, Virginia, there was an incident that happened. It actually began in the middle part of this year. And rather than me try to explain or give a summary of this, this is a summary of events that took place involving involving a father of a young girl who was raped in a unisex bathroom by a young man who, in my view, is mentally ill and was dressed as a girl but yet still had the plumbing of a boy but identified as a girl. And Loudoun County covered it up. But listen to this and watch this summary. Best summary I could find for you about this. If you haven't heard about it, you can research it. But watch this. This is clip two. And did you see the embed? Okay. So we're getting that clip. But this is all part of the, you will listen to us. We are your overlords. We will push whatever we feel onto you. And, okay, it's ready? All right. It's about 4 minutes. Again, the best summary I've seen about this incident, and this should make everyone stand up and say, oh, no, we're not going to put up with this. Go ahead.
Brent Bozell joins me. Was the mainstream media, where was the mainstream media in this? Did they black out this story?
I'm going to tell you a story here in return, Stuart, and it's going to shock even you. Let me go through the chronology of events. January 12th, the school board in Loudoun County passes an ordinance allowing transgender children to go into girls' restrooms. The parents are outraged. They erupt in outrage. They have morality on their side. They have biology on their side, but most importantly, they have common sense on their side. They say it's going to lead to a rape. Some girl is going to get raped. Indeed, on May 28th, a boy putting on a skirt enters that restroom, that father couldn't say what happened. I'll say what happened. Not only did he rape her, he sodomized her, forced fellatio on her. The father was called in by the school under the suggestion that something might have happened. He goes in there. Only when he arrives does he find out his daughter's been raped. He erupts. He is escorted out by the police. The same school that just said in that report that within minutes they reported to this puts out a statement to all the parents warning them about this rape. No, warning them about the father and the fact that he was escorted out. They make no mention to the student, to the parents. June 22nd, there is a hearing. Now the school board wants to go a step further. Now they want to allow gender expression, meaning if you put on a skirt, you can go on there. And it's already been a rape. The parents are upset again. The father tries to speak. A tussle erupts. He is arrested. So far, no coverage, no coverage, no coverage by the media that had been all over this issue up until it happened. October 6th. The boy is arrested for a second attack on another girl in another school in a classroom. No coverage whatsoever. On Tuesday, the Daily Wire comes out with the expose where they connect the dots. It's a horrible study. It shows the consequence of what happens with a transgender bathroom in a school. No coverage whatsoever except for Fox and a handful of other sites. Yesterday, the school board came out with a statement, the most cowardly statement I've ever read, saying, we didn't know about it. Nobody told us about it. Don't look at us. Their girl has been forcibly sodomized in their school, and okay. They still don't care.
Now, if you didn't hear the story about Mr. Smith, who was pictured there, being arrested for daring to speak out about the transgender. Again, that's that word's got a lot of problems with it, but the bathroom issue, that's Loudoun County School District. And really, that's the epicenter, that's the impetus for the Department of Justice calling parents terrorists, because how dare you speak up about the rape, the sodomization of my daughter? How dare you speak at me like that? And the Loudoun County School Board, based on everything I was able to research, had covered it up and transferred the student where he did it again to someone else's daughter. And they knew. They were the ones that made the policy in the beginning. But this got no airplay. Why? Because you got a bunch of Mockingbird stations and media outlets, including, and it was banned off YouTube. You can't put that on YouTube. And boy, they're going after it on Twitter and other platforms. So this is part, again, this is all part of this initiation into this group global initiative, groupthink, where, hey, vaccines, jab juice, untested, it's good. It's all good. It's good for you. You must take it. And if you don't take it, we're going to ding you. We're going to fine you. And if you don't pay your fine, we're going to put you in a camp to re-educate you. But can you see how this is all building up and building up and building up? I hope you can. But again, these three items of what we're dealing with today, the globalist agenda, Agenda 2030, formerly Agenda 21, and all of this, the coronavirus and this SARS-CoV-2 and the jab juice and, of course, the redistribution of wealth. But again, the big thing is, wow, how we are being just hammered incredibly assaulted by the media, by really the fifth column in the United States. You know, let me ask you, do you have anyone that relies upon your financial support, whether it's a child or an aging parent perhaps, or even a business partner? If you do, you need life insurance. I'm going to tell you right now how important this is. Policy Genius. I want to tell you right now, the place to go is policygenius.com. Folks, nothing has been less painful in terms of getting insurance and saving money on insurance than Policy Genius. This, in my view, Policy Genius earned their name. Policy is a genius. It's really genius how they have done this. Policy Genius has made it easy for you to compare quotes from over a dozen top insurers all in one place. And why should you compare? Because you could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. You could save $1,300 or more per year on life insurance by using Policy Genius to compare quotes. And eligible applicants can get covered in as little as a week thanks to award-winning policy option that swaps the standard medical exam requirement for a simple phone call. It's just that easy, folks. The exclusive policy was recently rated number one by Forbes Advisor, higher than options from Ladder and Ethos and Bestow. Here's how it works. And getting started is really simple. First, head to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com. In minutes, you can work out how much life insurance coverage you'll need and compare personalized quotes to find your best price. When you're ready to apply for insurance, the Policy Genius team will handle all of the paperwork and scheduling for you for free. They don't add any extra fees. It's just fantastic. So head to policygenius.com to get started right now. Policy Genius, when it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right. And in these days, we need to get it right. If it is Friday, riding the wave with me is Austin Brower, right? Or Ted Brower. Who do I have? Who's coming on? Who's joining? Austin. That's what I thought. Sometimes I get a surprise at the last moment. But Austin Brower from healthmasters.com. And you know, I was talking about insurance before and talking about different things. Let me tell you something. Health is numero uno. Karen, I just spoke Italian. Number one, if you don't have health, you can't have wealth, in my view. I mean, health is wealth. Healthmasters.com has the best, bar none, in my view, nutritional supplements on the market. Now, you're going to hear other places advertise their own supplements, and they may be good. Healthmasters is excellent, the best on the planet, again, in my view. Healthmasters.com. And while you're there, this is a family-owned business by Ted and Austin Brower's wife and, no, his entire family. Even the dog's part of this. So while you're there looking at products, I was just there and I ordered a bunch of products for me and my wife because, well, you know, we need to take supplements because, hey, we're old. But you don't have to be old to get the supplements. So while you're there, tune in to the Ted and Austin Brower Show. Do that for me. An hour-long program, just a great information download. I apologize for the way I'm talking. I've got a. By the way, folks, I'm going to be have to have surgery on my mouth and my jaw, and some bones in my face that apparently aren't where they should be and should have been there, but aren't. So I'll let you know on that. But so it does hurt to talk, and it does affect my speech, and I apologize for that. But I'll let you know when that is. So with me is Austin Brower from Health Masters. Austin, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing absolutely blessed, my friend. It's been busy day down here at Health Masters, but we're getting stuff done. I went ahead and had a I did a show yesterday with the Free Thinkers podcast, and it was a really, really good show. One of my buddies. And we went into discussing a lot of stuff we talk about on here. And we kind of started to discuss briefly, too, on the topics of how we're starting to watch the controlled collapse of the entire economy intentionally by the bankers and by the clowns that are running the government, but blaming it on the unvaccinated when we're simply just exercising our freedom of choice. I watched an interview with one of the pilots from airline company that works with U.S. Freedom Fighters, pilot Joshua Yoder, and he went into detail. He said, if flights are reduced by 30% because 30% of the pilots are fired because they won't take the injection, people don't even understand this is how it's going to affect goods and how they get here from overseas as well and distributed to stores. We have the control, and the control comes from a simple word, and that's no. We just don't need to comply. I think we're about to see mass disruptions in the supply chain. And if you're traveling, if we stand up and say no, there's the only way it's going to stop this. If these companies fire us and they fire 30% of the workforce, aircrafts are going to stop moving. And I think this is kind of what people need to get a grasp under right now. everybody's kind of compartmentalized and thinking, you know what, well, this really isn't going to affect me. I'm just going to get the shot and submit. Every single person that resists and stands up for what's going on makes sure and makes known that their voice is heard and that their medical freedom will be demanded and they will be respected. And that's kind of the encouragement that I want to tell people right now, is that a lot of people are starting to really wake up. And these constant propaganda that we're seeing in the mainstream articles, the constant propaganda about continually, you know, you got to get a shot, you got to get a shot, you got to get a shot. At no point in history has this ever been an acceptable policy ever, to completely lose your medical freedom. And I saw an article here, and this right here literally just drops it on their face when it comes to the narrative. If you saw this coming out of the Courier Mail, this is out of Australia. A professor, Peter Culligan, and University of Newcastle professor Nathan Barthuk, who's basically also the Australian National University infectious disease expert, Peter Culligan, they did like this interview, and they blatantly said, now I'll read you the first the reference on it. This is the name of on the news article that came out yesterday. Don't freak out. Catching COVID after you're vaccinated improves immunity. If you're fully vaccinated against COVID, the next step to improve your immunity is to actually catch the virus. This is literally what they're saying now. Once you get the injection, you need to go catch the virus. Now, not only does that completely and totally show everybody this is nothing related to a vaccine. You can't even classify this as a vaccine anymore. The level of idiotic behavior that these people are exhibiting knows no bounds. This would be the same aspect of saying, hey, guess what? You got your measles vaccine, but now the only way your measles vaccine is going to work is if you go catch the measles as well. You can't make up this level of stupidity. You really can't. The sad part about it is a lot of people are still listening to this. I have told everybody before, natural immunity is the absolute most effective approach. They've already shown this in numerous research studies. 6 to 13 times better natural immunity than ever getting any type of injection from this stuff. And people have to start realizing we have to take this into our own hands now. Civil disobedience, self-sufficiency, being responsible, these are all key crucial elements that are mandatory right now if we want to maintain this country. And that's exactly what this pilot said. And that's why I'm trying to encourage people. Everybody needs to make sure they're getting prepped. They're intentionally collapsing the country. Another article out of Chicago. Chicago police officers union president John Contreras is calling Mayor Lori Lightfoot's bluff, the, you know, Beetlejuice mayor. They are trying to force all Chicago police officers to be fully vaccinated by October 14th, which is basically yesterday. He goes on to say there that there are over 50% of the police force is refusing to get the injection. What they're trying to do is they're trying to start an all-out collapse. And then they say, listen, it's because of these unvaccinated individuals. They're the ones that caused this problem. They're the ones that caused the economy to shut down. You've got to understand, regardless of what direction this goes right now, regardless of any direction it goes, there's only one outcome, and that is an intentional collapse of the United States. They have to try to do it. That's why I've encouraged people right now. It's not the time to be messing around anymore as far as not being prepped. If you need some extra food, if you need extra water, if you need extra beans and rice, whatever your supplies need, it's that time. Everything is starting to go up. Starting next week on Monday, the meat buckets will be going up to the new price on them. And we've basically been talking with everybody, trying to figure out what they're going to be doing. The new MSRP on the meat buckets are going to be going to $2.79. They've got a 30% price increase on them. And the meat buckets go with the organic food buckets. They're just meat. That's all they are. They're a specific staple item. The meat prices are going through the roof. Beef price index is at an all-time high right now. I just saw it the other day. The food is going to be a major, major, major point of control for the rest of the populace. You're seeing travel right now. You're seeing law enforcement right now. You're seeing EMT and fire and 9/11 workers that basically are being told they have to get the shot. It's what happens when they start having security checkpoints at the grocery store and National Guard or UN troops at the front entrance of every supermarket, and you have to show your vaccine ID in order to get in. That's coming, guys. They're already doing it in New York. They're already doing it in California. They're already trying to do it in Washington. They're already doing it in a ton of other countries right now. Germany now just had their first city, their province in Germany, that now basically said the government has given them permission to deny service to anyone that does not show them a proof of vaccination. They're rolling this out unbelievably fast now. And the reason why is the narrative is collapsing on its own head. People are realizing this injection is unbelievably horrific. It does not work at all. Contracting it, spreading it, you're exactly the same as anybody that's not been injected, except your increased risk of myocarditis, blood clots. The list goes on. You look at on VAERS data report and get your own numbers on it. There is a significant problem with this injection, and we've never witnessed anything like this in history before, where they're forcing healthy individuals with natural immunity to a virus and trying to force them to get shot up. There is no clause about natural immunity, which is so stupid to me, because now you're saying people that are totally healthy, probably have a lifelong immunity to this strand of COVID, now have to be injected with a shot that does not prevent you from getting COVID. It only prevents you to lessen your symptoms, so to speak, if you even believe that, therapeutic at best. But if you've already caught COVID and you're already immune to COVID and you already have antibodies to COVID, why would you be concerned about catching COVID again? It makes no sense. And this article from Australia literally punches so many holes in it. Their narrative looks like Swiss cheese now. You need to get the injection and then you need to get COVID in order to get immunity.
Yeah,
this is so far unscientific, Doug. I can't even fathom it right now.
Well, you know, you said a couple of things at the beginning. I think it's worthy to show this graphic. You know, last year, you and I and other platforms were talking about this very issue, these very issues. What was conspiracy theory, people calling us nuts back last year, 2020,
yep.
COVID passports, medical apartheid, banned from leaving countries, no work without COVID passport. That's reality today.
Yep.
All right. And what you're saying right now, where we won't be able to have a medical appointment. Well, that's medical apartheid. Going into grocery stores. Yeah, absolutely. It's coming. I'll tell you what, even going into workplaces. So think of this. For example, Walmart, big box store. They're mandated, right? Mandated for the passport. And this could fall under food places or whatever, but think of big Home Depot, for example, let's say, or Lowe's or whatever big box store you want to pick. Since they are mandated, their sales force, and they're complying with the federal mandate, they will not let you as a customer in the private sector in to purchase or to be a shopper. That's how they're going to squeeze us all out and prevent us from buying and engaging in living, basically. So go ahead.
No, that's exactly where they're headed with this. And the irony about this is exactly what you just said. We literally called this last year. I realized really quick this whole thing was a complete and total sham when healthy individuals were told to quarantine. And I said this repeatedly. Never before in science have we said, you're healthy, you have a good immune system, you're strong, you have to shut down your business, you have to stay at home, basically shelter in place for a month because we told you to do so because it's for your protection. That's never been done before. Sick people, if you get sick, absolutely quarantine, standard procedure. I got that. And so what happened was it took the entire, because remember the whole lie, and this is a complete and total lie, I called it. They finally came out and said it. When they said, oh, it doesn't matter. Even if you're completely asymptomatic and you have no symptoms and you're totally healthy, you can still be an asymptomatic carrier and spreading COVID. That was how they tricked everybody into believing they need to stay at home. So then all of a sudden, you think every single person's a walking COVID case. Oh, he may have COVID. Oh, he looks healthy. Oh, he may have COVID too. Oh, stay away from me. Put a mask on. Stay 6 feet apart. They literally terrorized people with propaganda for 24 hours a day. And now they've convinced an enormous portion of the population to get RNA gene therapy that's experimental. And I said this repeatedly. I'm going to say it again. The FDA is on record back in 2010 stating that RNA gene therapy was not allowed to move to clinical trials with humans because they did not know the long-term severity of the outcome and side effects that was going to occur with RNA gene therapy. The FDA was very clear on this. Numerous pharmaceutical companies submitted to test RNA gene therapy on human patients. They never approved it. The only ones they went through were ferrets and cat testing. And when they did that, almost all the animals died when they did RNA gene therapy. Fast forward to 2020, all of a sudden, Operation Warp Speed, thanks to Donald Trump, FDA, green lights Pfizer, Moderna, every single pharmaceutical company in the world to start testing out RNA gene therapy vaccines, which is not what they are at all. They are an experimental medical device being injected into people. There is no vaccine at all to this. There is no immunity with this vaccine. There is no protection against transmitting it at all. They now said at best, it's 20 to 30% effective at reducing symptoms at best. And those numbers, I don't even believe. I think it makes you so vulnerable and so sick that you end up thinking you have COVID half the time and you test positive for COVID even when you don't have COVID because of the spike proteins. The more scientists I'm talking to, they are still not even aware of what this is going to do long term. You got bobblehead Fauci comes out the other day and goes, oh, it's completely safe. We know the long term safety aspect of this shot. It's totally safe. I'm like, long term? You freaking clown. This hasn't even been out on the market for a year yet. You did 2 month clinical trials and skewed the numbers. You're telling me you know the long-term safety efficacy of this injection and it's been out for 10 months? No, this is what they're doing to lie to the populace. Whatever is in this injection, whether or not it's graphene oxide, whether or not it's this spider DNA stuff that they showed in that one, a couple of the clips now that we've heard, whatever it is some really, really, really nasty stuff. And they want to make sure everybody has the shots of it. But you think about it, how stupid it is now in Australia. Get your injection. It's mandatory. You can't live in society without your injection. But now you need to get COVID. Oh, and by the way, after you get COVID and you've had the injection, you have immunity to it. Now you got to get the booster shot. Oh, yeah, you got to get the booster shot too now every year to make sure you keep your immunity to COVID. Newsflash, COVID has a 99.98% survival rate. This isn't the Black Plague. The Black Plague in the medieval times had a 70% death rate, not a 99.98% survival rate, a 70% death rate. Meaning if there were four people in a household and basically they all contracted it, three of them were pretty much guaranteed to die from this stuff due to the lack of medical treatment and all the nasty sanitation things they had back then, all the pork they used to eat. There were a lot of different factors in that. But so when you're talking about something with a 99.98% survival rate, you got to get through it through your head that this is being done now to intentionally collapse the economy. You saw another article here. They're saying in Massachusetts, 50% of the highly trained correction officers in the prison by October 17th are now going to be terminated if they don't get the injection. I mean, all across the country right now, 9/11, rescue workers, law enforcement, basically corrections officers. This is becoming a serious trend. And if they go through with this and they try to call everybody's bluff and everybody's like, okay, fine, have fun, it's going to completely and totally collapse everything. And that's what everybody's got to get prepared for. Because I think personally, that's the end game that they're going for right now. Because that way they can use the unvaccinated as a scapegoat and they can get on television every day with their BS rhetoric on CNN and say, this is what happened. This is why it happened. Everybody that didn't get the shot, you are caused this. There was an article from Chris Vickery, who's a data breach hunter that does contracting for the SEC and FBI. He put out a tweet yesterday, unbelievably derogatory. I can't even believe Twitter left it up. Actually, yes, I can. Twitter's just another communist indoctrination site as far as for media. He went up and he said, seriously, pick a date now, make it something like December 1st, 2021, broadcast this fact widely. Then after the chosen date, anyone choosing to refuse the COVID-19 vaccine can deal with the consequences of that choice alone. Set a date now, after that date, no hospital services for the unvaccinated. It's been long enough. These people have plenty of hesitation time and buffer space to check the science. There is no legitimate reason, generally acceptable argument to not get the vaccine currently. This guy's like blue check, all super popular on Twitter, all these followers. And I'm looking at it now and I'm going, I've never witnessed in my 33 years of life, I've never witnessed this level of propaganda this aggressive right now to get a medical experimental injection done to you that has zero efficacy and zero research to show it even works, much less the fact that it's even safe when the VAERS reporting system completely contradicts anything that man just said, Doug. This is bizarre to me.
You know, there is so much coming to a head now. So many, Chicago, like you mentioned, Chicago, police union being sued by Lori Lightfoot, that, whatever she is. Okay. So perhaps 50% of the workforce of the Chicago Police Department could very well be, let go. All right. So you've got that. You've got all these deadlines coming to, we're seeing all of these deadlines. And isn't it interesting? A lot of these are before Christmas, before, especially with the airlines,
yep,
before transportation, biggest transportation day of the year. And so on. So this is designed to take down the United States. And people can't see that. So I believe mass civil disobedience is the only way, is the only nonviolent option left. Because when we keep, and Austin, I want you to comment on this. What I've seen happen over the last 5 years, especially over the last 5 years, are these rogue agencies and rogue entities pushing us back, and we draw a line, and the line in the sand, and we don't keep to it. They push us back. They step over the line, so we draw another line. And when you're backed against the wall, you've got no place to maneuver except outward and with a tremendous amount of force. And I don't want to see that happen. Do you think mass civil disobedience is our last and only option at this point? Or is there something else we can do?
100%, in my opinion, it is the absolute last option that we have right now. If the majority of the public in this country continues to go down this rabbit hole of blind obedience and questioning nothing, and continues to get this entire sham of an injection, and everybody continues to comply with it, it will be the final phase of the Republic in this country. It will be no more. There won't be much more in another year or two of this country. Because once everybody complies and they give consent of a governing body, they give their body to the government, and you say, my body's, here's a sacrifice, inject it, penetrate me with a needle and inject with me whatever you want. I am at your disposal. At that point, you have nothing left. You're simply a shell of a person. You're a slave. There's nothing. And at that point in time, you think we've lost rights. You think they tried to trample and take things from us over the last 2 years. You have seen nothing yet. The social credit score, the Chinese Communist Party, that will be our future in the very, very, very near future if we continue to comply to this. It doesn't even matter if you agree with the vaccine or you don't agree with the vaccine. The very concept that somebody thinks they own your body and they can tell you, you don't have a right to work, you don't have a right to eat, you don't have a right to travel unless you let me penetrate you with this. Does anybody else see what's happening right now?
Needle rate.
Does anybody else realize what's starting to go down this line? I mean, and my stance has always been this as a Christian. Authority is put over us. We elect, in most cases, authority. Good authority, good servant leadership, however, can always be questioned. And they can always have answers. If somebody is placed in authority and I vote somebody in authority, or say they're a senator, for example, and I call them up and I have access to them, and I say, hey, bud, what's going on with this bill? Why are we doing this? And the response is going to be, hey, you know what? That's a great question. We've been working on this. This is really the direction we think we should go. We feel like a lot of constituents in the state are wanting to do this, and this is why we're headed with this direction. I'm going to go, okay, it's at least a rebuttal. But here's where I draw the line with authority. This is why so many people are like, oh, you're like an anarchist. I am far from an anarchist. Law and order is absolutely crucial in a civilized society. What I do not respect is unchecked authority that has no responsibility to its individuals that it takes care of. When somebody is put into a place of authority, they're put into a place of responsibility. If somebody's in a place of authority and you ask them something and they say, you can't ask me that. You can't ask me that. I go, well, no, I'd like an answer. If they can't give you a rebuttal or they can't give you an answer or they refuse to even address it and they completely and totally dismiss you like you're a peasant and refuse to even address what you're saying, in my opinion, they are no longer in a position of authority. They are in a position of tyranny. And we learn real quick with Thomas Jefferson and the Founding Fathers what is mandatory for the United States populace to do if tyranny ever develops. If you have somebody that comes in and they say, listen, we are trying to get everybody to get injected with the shot. And I raise my hand and I say, with the shot showing that it doesn't protect transmission, it doesn't protect, you know, basically from getting it. Well, that's absolutely right. It's more of a gene therapy. It's experimental. We're not really sure what it's going to do long term, but we really think it'll reduce the symptoms of people getting injected with it. I go, okay, well, if I have natural immunity, why do I need to get the injection? They go, that's a great question. Really, at this time, we don't really think there's a need for somebody to get injected with this RNA experimental gene therapy if you have natural immunity. So, I mean, obviously, if you've got natural immunity and you basically are healthy and you've got antibodies or essentially you have a good immune system and you don't want to get the injection, that's totally fine. I would have full respect for that answer. I would say, okay, I'm good with that. You guys want to play around with your experimental stuff? Be scientists, be experimental. I'm not a lab rat. I'm not a guinea pig. Keep that stuff somewhere else, but that's for y'all to deal with. The problem is we're not there anymore. As soon as we ask a question, we immediately get shut down. You put some up on YouTube and discuss, well, what is the efficacy of mask when I look at 10 different clinical research studies over the last decade that show they don't stop any viral transmission, any flu transmission, any COVID transmission? No, fake news. Can't say that. YouTube's banned. Okay. But what about when they ask bumbling Biden a question and he turns around and walks off? Once you start dealing with authority, alleged authority, that refuses to answer your questions, refuses to rebuttal you, refuses to even explain why they're doing something, and they just give you a decree like they're Caesar Augustus, they are no longer my authority in a constitutional republic. I no longer see them as authority. That's just my opinion. A lot of other people I know have the same opinion. Because at that point in time, they are not given that right by us. Remember, it's a government by the people, for the people. We, the people of the United States, in order to form. This is what the country was built on. It was built on the people being the government. And we far, far past that now. And now I saw this article. I sent a video and a photo to Eric. I know the video's a bit graphic. It's from a movie, the original RoboCop. And there's also a photo that I want him to show here in a second. And it's of the SPUR, the Special Purpose Unmanned Rifle. And it's essentially an AI-based drone robo-dog fitted with a 6.5-millimeter Creedmoor machine gun that's accurate out to 1,300 meters and is fitted with FLIR heat signature, thermal camera, along with night vision that has a 30x scope on it. I'm going to repeat that. A 30x scope capable of accurately shooting a target from 1,200 meters away and can be connected to a drone platform or an artificial intelligence platform for remote sentry. This literally just got displayed at the annual convention of the Association of U.S. Army. Now, I don't know if these people missed the memo and they didn't see like the 10 Terminators, including the first two, or the RoboCop films, or Blade Runner, or any of these other dystopian films that made this science fiction, pretty much science fiction back in the 80s and 90s. And now we're starting to see this stuff being produced and it's supposed to be on the battlefield. I can almost guarantee you any amount of money, Doug. These weapons platforms are not going to be used on the battlefield in the Middle East anytime soon. These weapons platforms are going to be used to control any and all dissidents. Next, they'll be building them and they'll have them set up with basically rubber bullets and less lethal, so to speak. And they'll set 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 80, 100 of them up around the Capitol. If you go within 100 meters of the Capitol building, you'll be shot in the face. This is it right here. This is the film from RoboCop.
Yeah. Check this out, people, if you're listening on the radio. Go ahead.
You now have 15 seconds.
You are 15 seconds to
fly. 13, section 9.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was 1987. That was their Sentry automated machine gun platform that basically would stand guard outside of a building. And we have the very beginning of it on the sound. He goes, pick up the gun. So he tells the guy to pick up a gun, picks up a Desert Eagle, and he points it at this robo machine. And the machine goes, drop the weapon. You have 20 seconds to comply. And he drops the gun, and he goes, you have 15 seconds to comply, and you're now going to be engaged. And the weapons platform AI system malfunctions, and they're trying to unplug it before it shoots the guy and basically blows them all apart with a machine gun. If nobody's bothered to see what this stuff has done over the years and realize what happens when you start allowing AI platforms to be weaponized, it's a pretty clear indication. They want to make the U.S. military human services. They want to make them extinct. They're bringing in Cyberdyne, guys. You can't make this stuff up. If this doesn't make it any more clear from what we saw this week with the U.S. convention over there, the military convention, it's very clear. These weapons platforms aren't going to be used to go deploy to Afghanistan. They're going to be used to deploy to walk around neighborhoods. They're going to be used to deploy to cover and protect Secret Service areas and these political nightmare individuals we have in Congress now that put up 10-foot fences around the entire Capitol building every time there's a protest even talked about in Washington, D.C. now. This is where it's headed. So if you think compliance now and going along with it and getting an injection and just pushing it down the road so everybody will be happy to get along, you are making a fatal assumption that these people actually care about you or your health. We learned real quick last year this was not about health. That's why not a single time on any press release, not Trump, not Fauci, none of them, came out and said, listen, we know D3 is super important. I talked about it on our show last week, the efficacy of D3 in numerous research studies and making sure D3 levels are elevated to fight off any viral infection you may get. About vitamin C, keep it on a regular basis. D3 along with the zinc. The zinc's incredibly good. Using the supplements that we have, getting outside, getting fresh air, not strapping a dirty mask on your face every time you go out, getting sunshine, exercising, getting your respiratory system, your cardiovascular system working. These are all things we've known for hundreds of years are extremely important for the body. They didn't bring that up. Not one single time. If they cared about your health, why is high fructose corn syrup still on the market? Why is sucralose and aspartame still on the market? Why is hydrogenated oil and, you know, all this stuff, why is it still on the market? Because they don't care about your health. They care about making money. And Pfizer now has found, as we saw with Project Veritas, with the scientist that was undercover, or that basically was talking to the undercover guy, he blatantly said, Pfizer now pretty much runs off COVID money. Because that's what he said. We were off COVID money now. Everything we do is based on the COVID vaccine because it's literally generating tens of billions of dollars with hardly any net expenditures in it because we now have the RNA gene therapy already designed and all we're doing is bottling this stuff now. This is where we're at and exactly what you said a second ago, Doug. Civil disobedience is our last step on here. We've done everything we can down here. We try to get involved actively. I'm constantly involved with stuff down here the best we can, speaking my mind, trying to wake other people up. And this is the last stand. What we're seeing now is the final phase with the pilots, with the law enforcement, corrections officers. And like you just said, they're doing this intentionally before Christmas. They want to start everything right before Christmas. So when people try to get packages, when people basically get massively built up with traveling and everything's backlogged, they're going to come on television. You can mark my words. I've been right almost about this entire thing that is laid out. They're going to come on television and they're going to continue to demonize even more than they have now every single person that refuses to get injected with RNA gene therapy. And to a point, you're going to start seeing hate crimes on unvaccinated individuals. And I say unvaccinated. I mean, has decided they don't want to be injected with RNA gene therapy individuals, so to speak. That is exactly where they're headed on next.
Yeah. You know, yeah, you're right. What's that? Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah, we pulled that off of patriots.win, amazing message board. I don't know who did that, but there it is. It goes back to, in my view, okay, think about more recent. Well, think about the Obergefell decision. You know, same-sex marriage. Well, you know, they're not going to push for anything else. We were yelling. They're going to push for the normalization of pedophilia. We were called right-wing lunatics for saying that. Look what they're doing now. look at the Loudoun County School Board. It's just a mask. It's just 15 days to flatten the curve. It's just this. It's just that. So the incremental pushing and moving that line and forcing us backwards. If we would have said at the time, it's just a mask, if we would have said no, no thank you. I mean, I had a medical appointment earlier this week, and I walked down a long hall, and the woman, the receptionist behind the counter, everyone was wearing masks. And where I was there for some testing, and so were some children, actually. And I'm not sure if they were there. I'm not sure why they were there. But, I mean, I'm talking about, you know, 4, 5, 6-year-old children. And this one family brought, or this one man brought a daughter and 2 sons. And they couldn't have been more than 6. And they were wearing these snotty, you could tell that they were being worn all day, these cloth masks that had, seriously, snot, visible snot. They were bunched up. They were wet, you know. And I'm thinking, first of all, I'm thinking, you know, that's not good for anybody, and certainly not good for the children. But I was, you know, so the receptionist held up a mask and said, here, you need to wear this. And I said, if I wear that, I'm not going to wear that, and I'll leave, and you're not going to get this. And it was my check for the copayment for insurance, you know. And I said, so, you know, choose. And the doctor that was with me actually said, yeah, he's not going to wear a mask. And you know what? I didn't the entire time, and I was the only one there. But I'm thinking to myself, what a bunch of – I mean, first of all, to believe that snotty rags on your face, these children, to me that's child abuse. And
yeah.
And even worse than that, it's spreading, I'm sure, bacteria and all kinds of yucky stuff. They're breathing that stuff in. We're, you know, people around us are breathing it in. So – this is a religion, a cult to these people, I think.
No, it's called the COVIDian cult. We've pretty much dubbed it now.
Yeah.
And I asked the same thing today. I was at Greenwise, basically a health, not a health food store. It's like a health food version of Publix in Lakeland the other day. I had to go pick up some stuff for the kids, some food. And I'm walking in, and there's a mom walking out, and you could tell she's a Karen. It's all over her body language. You can just see it. She's walking out holding her daughter's hand. Daughter's probably Hunter's age, 4 or 5 years old. Daughter's got a big old mask on. Plus, we'll always see her eyeball sticking out over it. The daughter's wearing a mask. The mom's not. Because I'm sure, can guarantee you, the mom's been injected. And so she's making her 4-year-old daughter walk through a supermarket store, a very high-end supermarket store, wearing a mask, including outside. And I watched. I stopped and watched. And I stood there for a second, trying not to be like creeper about it, but I just kind of stood at the entrance and I watched. And her daughter kept the mask on the entire time until they got in the car. And I don't know what happened when they got in the car. I didn't pay any attention after that. And I'm sitting there thinking about it, and I'm going, what have we done to these children? What have we allowed to have done to these children? These parents that are doing this to these poor kids, they don't even deserve to have children. I mean, if these parents are this stupid, this asinine, this pathetic of human race, as far as you're making your children wear a mask when there is zero clinical studies that show it stops the transmission of spreading any type of virus, with children that have a 99.9997% survival rate, kids having this COVID has hardly affected younger generation at all. And you're making them wear a muzzle on their face all day. And even I remember the study that came out with the parents, they sent off like 6 or 7, 8 of those masks that had been worn all day. And they sent off like another 6 or 7 ones that had been completely washed clean. And they had both batches, the clean one and the worn one, tested. And ironically, every single mask, all of them, not one of them found evidence of any viral particle, meaning it didn't block one single viral transmission at all. There were no viral particles on any mask. Now, the clean mask, they were pretty clean. There wasn't much of anything on them, so that was obvious. The filthy mask, even though they had no viral particles at all in any of the 8 masks, every single one of the masks had anywhere between 10 to 13 different types of bacteria, including staph and E. coli. On the mask that these kids are breathing all day long in school. And what irritates me is, you know, they keep saying, trust the science. And I'm going, you're not even listening to the own science that you have yelled about for the last 30, 40 years. OSHA has very specific requirements for medical workers when it comes to mask usage. It always has been, like N95s, all of that. When they scrub down, they got masks on. One of the main restrictions I've asked multiple doctors is if you're basically in full clean and you have a mask on and you touch your mask for any reason, your mask gets touched, everything stops. You got to redo it over again. You can't sit there and pull your mask off and put it back on and pull your mask off and put it back on. You can't do it. You just contaminate your mask with whatever you touch with your hands. So why in the world do we have medical workers? This is the requirement to use this. But yet we're telling five-year-olds, they drop their mask on the floor in the bathroom, put the mask back on your face, kid. It's a mandate. You have to wear a mask. Okay. They're on the playground. It falls off in the dirt and the grass. Put it back on your face. Somebody steps on in the hallway. Put it back on your face. You saw it when I talked about it on the show in Las Vegas. The middle school teacher tapes the mask on the kid's face because he wouldn't wear it. Tapes it on his face with scotch tape. She ended up doing it to five other kids. He's the one who basically went to the principal's office, though. And the principal goes, what is going on? She was a teacher. He keeps taping the mask on my face. I don't want to wear it. I can't breathe. This is so far-fetched to me that we've actually allowed this to continue to happen. On the show that I was on yesterday with my buddy, Rusty, with the Free Thinkers podcast, he just got back from South Dakota on a hunting trip. And he's out how I am. He was adamant. He goes, I went to the airport. And he goes, I was pretty much set on, I was going on my hunting trip, but I was not going to wear a mask. I was going to figure out a way, a workaround around it and get through it. And he said he went there. He had his coffee mug with him that basically he had, and didn't even have anything in it. Just walked around with a coffee mug in his hand, got to the TSA, had the mask in his hand. And he said, ironically, when you walk up to the TSA, this is the brilliant part. He goes, when everybody's in line like cattle to go through security. And he said, he put his coffee mug back in his cup. It was empty. And he walked up to the TSA agent, the guy right in front of him. He goes, you got to pull off your mask so I can see your ID. So this TSA agent is standing there, right? And all day long, this guy's job is to tell you to take your mask off so he can see your face and match your ID with your boarding pass. And then you're supposed to suddenly walk away and put your mask back on. So this guy all day allegedly is subjected to thousands of people not wearing a mask right in front of him. But yet, that's totally normal. And so he said TSA didn't really give him a hard time about it. They was pretty much, you tell, he said they didn't want to be there. So as soon as he got his backpack right off the X-ray machine, grabbed his coffee mug right back up and held it, walked around like he had a drink. And he said there was one security guy that walked past him. And he goes, oh, you need to put your mask on. He goes, oh, okay, I'm drinking real quick. Walked off, didn't say anything. Got all the way out to the terminal, boarded the plane, filled up his cup of coffee this time and bought a huge bag of pretzels, had his pretzels and his coffee. Walked on the plane, sat behind a lady that was actually doing the exact same thing, he said. Super sharp, super lady. Flew all the way to South Dakota. The airline attendants didn't give him a hard time at all. Basically, every time they walked past him, he'd have his mug up, take a sip of something, order another water, eat pretzels. So he was actually quite nice because he stayed really full and hydrated the whole time up there. Just the same thing on the way back. Said did not wear a mask a single time. Now he goes, listen, results may vary with this. He said, results may vary. He said, but here's the problem that I have with this. I do this, right? I go do this. What happens if somebody sees me and they do it? What happens if somebody sees them and they do it? Now, all of a sudden, we're starting to see people walk around the airport without masks. You know what it's going to do? It's going to embolden people. He goes, but for some odd reason, nobody wants to be inconvenienced at all. They would rather compromise their freedoms, their health, and their convictions just so they don't have a little bit of conflict and a little bit of basically inconvenience. They're willing to throw everything away just so they can stay fat and happy and go do what they want to do. That is the definition of pathetic, in my opinion, Doug. What we have in this country is just horrible.
I agree. You know, no longer sheep, but lions we must be. I played this. I think it's like 20 seconds, the first hour, just to show you how insane. I mean, you talk about insanity. Imagine going through a drive-through and ordering a drink, a cup of coffee or whatever, and you pull up to the window, you give your money, you give your card, or whatever. They take your money, they take your card, give you change back if it was cash or whatever, or give your card back, and then this happens. Watch this. This is how insane this is.
Hi.
You have a minute?
No, I don't.
I can give you one.
You can give me one?
I can give you one. I need you to wear a mask.
So you can hand me a mask?
I can hand you one, yeah.
But you can't hand me the drink without a mask?
You've got to wear a mask.
How does that make any sense?
That's what I just need you to wear a mask. Do you mind?
Well, if you can hand me a mask, why can't you just hand me the drink?
I can hand you the mask.
Wow, Doug. The level of stupidity knows no bounds. You can hand me a mask, but you can't hand me my drink. I can hand you a mask to put it on your face so you can be a compliant little peasant, and then I will hand you your drink once a mask is on. I don't even know what to say anymore. I mean, I said this last year, and I joked about it, but it's honestly the truth now. I've lost a huge amount of respect for humanity. Yeah. The fact that people and human beings have become this pathetic of individuals now, that they're this willing to submit to nothing. And like I said at the beginning of the show, I'm okay with submitting to authority if they're willing to answer why they're doing something in an authoritative measure. But when you go, I'm going to hand you a mask so you can put the mask on so I can hand you your drink. How about we just skip the whole charade and you just hand me my drink since you're already sticking your hand out the window? Actually, just set it right on the ledge and I'll grab it. You don't even have to touch me or touch you. No, you can't do that. You have to wear a mask to get your drink. And her, if she already paid for it, I don't know if she paid for it or not yet. I would call 911. I'd call sheriff's department. I'd say I've just been robbed. I basically paid for a drink and now they're refusing basically a goods or service from me. Here's my receipt. I don't know if she already paid or not. They may have done that to her before she even paid. I don't know.
Yeah, it sounded to me like, just from the context from where I got that, it sounded like she had, I don't know, she had ordered, maybe she didn't
that's
pay.
That's a lot. It sounds like she already paid. Why would you be handing the drink if you already, if you haven't paid yet? You'd be handing the card, or she may have done you a curbside pickup or something.
But how much sense does this even make? You know, it doesn't make any sense. And if the people are that afraid, by the way, folks, if you're concerned, and there's a level of concern to be had because you can get sick from this bioweapon and from people who have been jabbed. Go to healthmasters.com. I can't mention this enough. Healthmasters.com. Healthmasters.com. Folks, please go there and your high-quality nutritional supplements, please do that. Do that today. Because I was talking with your dad, and he was saying that, you know, the product uncertainty is a thing, is a real thing. In other words, you don't know how long you're going to be able to be in business for a number of reasons.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the supply chain issues, Doug, are becoming very hard. With the amount of raw materials that we bring in, and the quality of raw materials. But for example, our Ultimate Multiple Powder, that's one of our most popular products we have. And I basically told, you know, our supplier, I said, listen, I need, you know, X amount of products. They came in and said, we can only fill like 20% of that. I said, what do you mean? They said, we're waiting on like three more rolls. We can get this together. This is all we have, but we won't have anything else until December. And that's why I told everybody I have like a one can restriction, one or two can restriction on the website, Ultimate Multiple Powders. I want everybody to be able to get it because we'll have more back in December. And so one or two cans will last somebody that long. But, you know, I've warned of this for months. I said, dude, this is going to start getting worse. And we're seeing the same thing with food now. Like I said, the beef price index. You go to the supermarket now, a lot of stuff. I talked to our producer, Todd, that runs our show for us every day. He went to Sam's over the weekend. And he said he went to the meat section. He said there was like nothing, just some picked over pork and some old beef. I mean, it was like left. He said, but there was nothing. There's nothing there. It was completely empty, bare, nothing anybody wanted. I mean, it was empty. And I said, yeah. I said, it's happening. It's starting, man. I said, this, you got to look at the writing on the wall. There's always clues to stuff before it happens. You look at any history, any collapse, any conflict, there's always a buildup to it. Like I said, it's rare that some significant event out of nowhere happens with no heads up, no tell, no nothing. All of a sudden, the world opens up and swallows a whole country and everybody goes to war over it. It doesn't usually happen like that. There's an escalating series of events that lead up to a massive conflict or massive collapse. And we're watching it right now. And the problem with it is the more people comply, the worse it's going to get. The more people continue to consent and submit to this, the faster it's going to go down this track. And if people just say, okay, listen, this is my standpoint. This is where I'm at. I'm going to say no, because listen, we all have the ability to make our own reality. The power of life and death are in the tongue. This is why it's so important to be positive. It's so important to make sure you're constantly trying to stay focused and positive and disciplined on the thing you need to be. And does that mean we live in a Pollyanna world and there's nothing bad, we don't look at anything? No, absolutely not. And that's the thing. You got to look at it and say, okay, this is going on right now. This is bad. I'm not going to participate in that. I'm going to focus on my own self. I'm going to focus on my own family. I'm going to focus on my own preps. I'm going to focus on the Bible. I'm going to focus on what I need to do. And I'm going to continue to stay positive and do what I have to do. The problem is now too many people don't want to do that. They're either on one side of the fence or the other. Some people are like, the sky is falling. Everything's going to die. We're all going to die. Meteor's going to hit us tomorrow. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You got to be a realist about what's going on, but you also don't want to be a fear porn fanatic. On the second side of that, you talk to other people and you go, look what's happening right now. Look what's going on with this and the compliance. People go, listen, it's fine. Just get your shot. This will all be over soon. COVID's almost done. Just shut up and comply and wear a mask and this will be done soon. And I'm like, quite contrary. If you didn't watch 2020 on television, you didn't watch the series 2020. Yeah. It sucked it for everybody last year. And so that's where we're at right now. If you see a garden of weeds, call it a garden of weeds. It can be a beautiful garden of flowers, a beautiful garden. But if it's still a garden of weeds right now, it's a garden of weeds. We got to work on it. We got to address it. We got to push forward with it. That's where we're at right now. We got to stay focused. We got to stay positive because at the end of the day, we're still alive and we're still saved by grace through God Almighty. And we knew stuff like this is going to happen. And we have the peace and understanding of the Lord. And when you look back in all the Bible teachings, this is what's kind of aggravated me about a lot of the churches, is they kind of teach this Pollyanna rapture mentality of basically like, listen, you're a Christian, so nothing ever happens to you. You're 100% protected. You don't have to worry about anything. As soon as there's any conflict, God's going to rapture all of a sudden. We're not going to have to do anything. It's old Schofield teaching. It's complete and total garbage. The truth is, nowhere in the Bible does it even imply that nothing bad happens to Christians. Quite contrary. They go through trials. They go through tribulations. They go through horrible events throughout the entire Bible. But they know the purpose of what they're doing it for, and they know what happens on the other side when they get to meet God in eternity with him. And they also know the example we're supposed to set as Christians and how we're supposed to stay constantly prepared and stay positive and stay motivated and help other people become closer to Christ and also motivate them and help them stay positive. That's what we're here to do. And so it's frustrating to me to see so many people have this Pollyanna approach about it and just stick their head in the sand and be like, no, listen, nothing's going to happen. I mean, you want to look at World War II? You want to look at Vietnam? You want to look at World War I? You want to look at the Russian Revolution? There are a lot of Christians got killed. Wasn't good. The thing about it is we're the most heavily armed populace in the entire country for good reason. We have our swords intact still. We have our shields intact. We have the ability to stand up and fight if we need to do it. And we really don't want to take it to that level. But if all means, if it takes us there, then that's where it's going to take us. But the easiest way to step out of this right now and not have to take it to that level is to not comply. A small amount of inconvenience and basically conflict right now is going to save us a massive amount of turmoil in the future. The problem is I'm finding is that so many people are so just compliant. They want to have no conflict right now. And they really truly believe if they keep complying and they keep giving in and submitting their body to sacrifice to this medical illusion, this medical experiment, that somehow everything is just going to miraculously snap to and be perfect next week and it's all going to go away. Newsflash, it's never going away. They're going to continue to push this narrative forever. As long as people comply, they'll push the narrative. And the numbers of people that stop complying are the only thing that is actually going to prevent this from continuing to go further any longer, Doug.
Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. Ted and Austin Brower show, folks, Monday through Friday. Catch it on Global Star. Go to healthmasters.com. Click on the link on the upper right there. It's actually down a little bit from that image. There it is right there. It's in the blue. And make sure you listen, tune in. Again, every weekday, it's a great show, informational download. It's fantastic. And I have to say, Austin, you know, I see in our immediate future here, not too distant future, I shouldn't say immediate, not too distant future, conflict. And I mean, by conflict, I mean conflict that we wish would not happen, my friend.
No, so. I agree with you on that. Yeah. I mean, there's no question about it. The writing's on the wall right now. And I mean, you know, every Bible story goes into detail about being prepared and storing up grain. I mean, it's right there in front of us, my friends. Just look at it, stay strong, stay positive, and stay in the fight.
Fantastic. Austin Brower, thank you so very much. Say hello to your family for me, and I can't wait to get my next shipment of supplements in, which should be coming probably this weekend. So I thank you for that. I ordered it this
week. They'll be going
out. All right, bro. Thanks, man.
Thanks, my friend.
All right. Folks, that'll do it. Have a great weekend. May God bless, and may please pray for our nation.